You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can barely hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we are the show, as we like to say, that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Do you know, by the way, that phrase is trademarked? Yeah, my wife had the good sense to do that for me when we were getting started. And a note about the doom and gloom before we launch into what we're doing. This is pretty doomy and gloomy. I agree with you. And I'm going to tell you how I'm handling it. I've gone back to an old venture. I'm going to do a little coaching, and some people had approached me. It wasn't even my thinking. I never thought I'd do that again. I want to have some fun in life. And we're actually taking a couple real vacations this summer with the family. I want to have fun because this is a beautiful planet. God has given us a whole lot to be thankful for. And I want to take from it what I enjoy while I'm here. And yes, I feel it is my calling to keep doing what I'm doing here behind the microphone. I tried to run from it for years, as my old friends like Annie DeRiso and Bill Pollack and even Vance called me out on it before. Says, you need to jump into this full time, Dave. This is your calling. And they're right. But we need to take time for what's important for our families and our friends and our activities and hobbies that we like. And we can get so embroiled in this, we get jaded and we forget to enjoy what we've been bestowed with. And so I'm making a concentrated effort. I'll still be here, you know, to make ends meet. That newsletter is on the chopping block this summer if we don't turn around some of this revenue. But, you know, I'll still be here, and we'll still be doing what we're doing. And I'm hoping it'll give me a more full perspective of this, too, because, you know, God gives us an opportunity to be enormously happy and abundantly wealthy. And I don't mean just financially. I mean in all ways. And I'd encourage all of us to take advantage of that. Anyway, this hour is brought to you by Bob Kudla from TradeGenius.co. And he's got something that is really, really cool. And you heard him on the show last week. And this guy is so good. Like I said, a trained monkey can make you money in good times. But it takes a real guy to find where the markets are dead and where one dead market is. You have an opportunity somewhere else. It takes a guy that really knows what he's doing to do that. And not only does Bob do that for his clients, and you can follow him at TradeGenius.co, but he also has a training academy. So if you go up to his website at TradeGenius.co and you look at his website, you'll see he has a training academy. And I'd really recommend that you look into joining that because it's really inexpensive. I mean, really inexpensive. And the luck that people are having are so, it's you know, I hear these testimonials. Dear Dave, thank you for bringing Bob Kudla. I went to his website, never knew there was anything to sign up for. He doesn't even advertise the right way. Yeah, he's right. And we have to coach him on a little bit how to self-promote and self-market because his stuff is great. Anyway, TradeGenius.co, and he's got the Trade Genius Training Academy. And you can also go to TradeGeniusTradingAcademy.com. So, number of ways to get a hold of him. Also, too, I want to emphasize the fact that you don't want to have to cross the line into a camp to get food. If it comes down to that, what are you going to do? You're hearing some pretty scary stuff. And if there wasn't precedent for this historically around the planet with other societies that have gone through economic or military or political collapse, you know, you might say I'm being overdramatic, but the historical precedent says when a nation reaches the point that we're at right now with the extreme strife, the debt that is beyond repair, I mean, just take our credit swap derivatives debt. The interest on it alone is $505 trillion a year. We could never pay it off. The day of reckoning is coming. So don't get caught by the forces. Make sure you have food, water, guns, gold, and ammo, and I can help you with the food. Go to numana.com/Hodges and use the promo code for 5% off for our listening audience, and the promo code is Hodges, NOV5. And again, I'd make one last plea to all of you. You want to help bump up the revenue of the Common Sense Show so we can break even, make expenses. When you go to our YouTube channel, well, occasionally YouTube is throwing in these 30-second ads now. There's been a few more, not many. Please don't click out of them. Please spend the 30 seconds, because you click out, we don't make anything. If you watch it for the 30, then we go right in, and chances are 3 out of 4, you won't even see an ad, because that's how YouTube is trying to censor the independent media right off its platform. So anyway, if you would do that for us, we'd be greatly appreciative, because I don't want to dump the newsletter, but we have June 15th as a target date where we're going to reevaluate expenses, and that is the first thing on the chopping block, because it's the thing that people can most overcome. If you don't get the newsletter, you can click on thecommonsenseshow.com and you'll see everything that's there anyway. So it's the least invasive cut that I can think of, and it also saves us over $400 a month. It's not cheap to bring you that. Well, anyway, I want to thank our first two guests again. Vance Davis, you can probably hear the camaraderie between us. We go way, way back, and we've been through a lot of struggles, mutual friends, and it's been such a rewarding relationship with Vance. And it's great to have him on, but you can hear the knowledge. I mean, he gave you 0.001% of what this man knows. And we do a lot of podcasts because our schedules are so varied from each other. I'm going to try to pin him down a little more on the show, and maybe I can do some more pre-records, because I know I'm already getting good feedback by email from what we just did. And I want to thank our first guest, Robert Griswold, because of the dire situation that our country is in right now. We're at each other's throats. We're facing war on two fronts. Our economic collapse could be imminent with all the debt that we have. We need to keep on top of what our options are, and you can't prepare for everything, but you sure as heck can prepare to put the odds in your favor more than they would be if you just sit back and do nothing. And those of you who are listening tonight should be congratulated for really putting yourself and your family first rather than out pursuing some mindless entertainment. Hopefully you're taking our information, going out and doing more research and educating yourself so you can best protect your families. Well, that kind of wraps up where we've been, and we've got an interesting time coming up here with my good friend Paul Martin, who comes from the same state I do, Colorado, and he's right next door to the People's Republic of Larimer County, and you longtime listeners know what that place is like, the capital of Agenda 21. But Paul and I aren't going to be talking too much about Agenda 21 tonight. We're going to be talking about geopolitics. So let me welcome Paul Martin, and he has a great website, revolutionradio.org. And it's one of the best news aggregate sites out there, and he's kind enough to pick up my articles and podcasts. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you. I wish we were talking about something more fun, you know?
Yeah, like fly fishing or skydiving or something, yeah.
Exactly. It's swimming season in Phoenix, and it's beautiful out there. And, you know, it's just, oh, anyway, things are dire, and we had a very pointed conversation yesterday, and we were supposed to have Robert David Gates on from the CIA, but he's traveling in Bangkok, and we couldn't work out the communications. And I told Robert, I said, Robert, you're working too hard. Forget it. We'll do this when you get back on the 21st. So we'll be having him on the 21st. And I was just kind of happenstance talking to Paul about various things going on, as we frequently do. We talk several times a week. And some things came up, and I said, you know, Paul, I've had a cancellation. I think my listening audience needs to hear this. And following my first two guests, I think this is a good dot-connecting exercise. So, Paul, let's start back where that conversation was, and let me let you take the lead, and let's go from there.
Well, you called me, and were very concerned over the possible coming or the ouster of President Donald J. Trump. Now, you know, we go back during the when he was doing his national tour and running for office and won the election. And I mean, not you and me, but I mean, there's a lot of people out there in our style of media that was very worried about President Trump's life expectancy, if you want to put it that way. And you kind of expanded on that when you called me yesterday and was, you know, we've got this, they're now wanting to use the 25th Amendment. You had mentioned something of a possible coup, which is possible. And from a previous discussion you had with one of your sources earlier last year that was telling you that, you know, hey, Dave, the deep state's already got the White House, you know. And I believe what you told me was that it was probably going to be a very interesting April and May. And, I mean, there's no doubt the guy's completely surrounded. You've got family members connected to George Soros. I mean, a lot of people out there. I mean, just listening to comments on radio shows, reading comments on articles, talking to people that I know. And, number one, he hasn't drained the swamp. And number two, Mr. Jared and Ivanka, you know, people that I talk to, and lots of comments on shows and websites is, you know, he needs to get them out of the way. I mean, the fact that, you know, Soros has got his fingers in the administration is troubling, disturbing, not good. So there's a lot of things in play, and I mean, there's no doubt that the global elite want him out however they can do that. And they can do that in a myriad of ways, Dave. I mean, and none of them are good.
Well, I think Trump did a Neville Chamberlain, you know, appeasement when he bombed Syria. It clearly was not a false flag by Assad. It was a false flag to frame Assad. He just was getting ready to sign an agreement which would have left him in office permanently. He had nothing to gain by this. I mean, a fool could see through this, except for half the American public. But, you know, you look at that, and that was one. So he did Neville Chamberlain. The health care bill is the far side of disaster. North Korea is not about an antiquated country with antiquated nuclear weapons. It could do some damage, but nonetheless, it's not worth the attention of three-carrier task forces. It's not worth World War III. You know, they could be neutralized in many, many different ways, including a localized EMP attack, and no one's even talking about that option, and they should be. So you look at that, Paul, and you're seeing the fact that the man is participating with the Rothschilds to take down the non-central bank countries. Namely, you've got North Korea, Syria, Iran, and then Cuba's still out there, too, although you argue Cuba's not really a factor. They'll fall into line. But when you look at this whole situation, he's working for the Rothschilds, whether he admits it or realizes it or not, and I don't think he's calling the shots there. So let me ask, let's speculate here. Listen, I got to tell you, Paul, since I've been talking about the options of getting Trump out of office, some of my best sources aren't returning my calls. This is pretty concerning to me. And it tells me that something is out there that people know about that they don't want their name connected to. I definitely have formed that opinion. Two of my best three sources are out of touch. Dave, I'll call you in about a week. I'm traveling, the blah, blah, blah. Yeah. What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, I think they're somewhere in the back shadows in all of this. Is they're really looking at somehow to get Trump out of office.
Yeah, I agree with that.
My personal opinion, I have no way to prove this, but I would imagine that, you know, it's kind of like in the corporate media, you know, and corporate radio, you know, it's called the Velvet Hammer. Hey, great show, you're doing great, numbers are good, but, you know, we don't want to really go very far on this subject. And so, you know, and I think he got the Velvet Hammer. I think somebody threatened him, probably threatened his whole family. And, you know, they don't care if Trump dies, they don't care if his whole family dies, they don't care if 300 million Americans die. They just don't care. But their agenda is going to be taken care of, you know. And we were doing podcasts, you know, before the election, certainly before he was sworn in. And, you know, these people have been ruling the world for over 600 years. They're just not going to go, dang, Trump beat us, and just walk off. There's no way.
Yeah, we talked
about
that.
There's just no way. And they'll do anything. They'll nuke Washington, D.C. They'll They'll turn the lights off on the eastern seaboard. They'll, you know, we were talking last night, late after I got off work, and about these two quote-unquote North Korean missiles or satellites that are rolling over Kansas every day. I don't think those are North Korean satellites. I don't know if they could even get a satellite up. But I'll bet
you. I happen to agree with you. If it is North Korean, it's courtesy of China. Because I agree with you, North Korea doesn't have the wherewithal to do such a thing.
No, they absolutely
barely,
not.
They can barely launch a missile over the Sea of Japan, much
yep.
less get it in a geosyncretic orbit and coordinate two satellites together to form an EMP threat. I totally agree with what you're saying. It's either Chinese or it's false flag time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the global elite, they don't need us anymore. And they sure don't, I mean, they sure don't need America. What do they want, a burned out Detroit, you know, a totally infested Los Angeles, whacked out San Diego, where you got sharks and stingrays and halibut washing up on the shores from Fukushima. There's no reason anybody would want this other than China for the minerals and the things that are in this country. But they don't need us.
You know, let me go predictive programming on you. You know, Paul, you know I'm a big believer that we're sent messages, and I know you believe it too. Steve Quayle, Doug, and I have talked about it at length. They send messages about, they telegraph what they're going to do. And there are two shows out there that I want to point out. The first one, real briefly, is Designated Survivor. And, you know, I skimmed through a lot of the meaningless dialogue to try to get to the main points. But the premise of Designated Survivor, starring Kiefer Sutherland, is the fact that he was designated to be the cabinet guy to go into hiding, so if something were to happen to everybody, there'd be at least a vestige in the government that would be left. Well, almost everybody in the government was killed in some kind of terrorist attack. They're still unfolding. And I have to tell you, if the globalists were to lose control, and if this populist movement went forward, I really think Designated Survivor is a prediction of our future. And it won't be just Trump they take out. If they think that the American people develop an anti-incumbency mentality, I think that what they'll do is that they could just pull the plug on the whole thing. And that's one. That's Designated Survivor. The other one that I wanted to mention, and I've mentioned this before on the show as well, too, and I've written about both of these, is the show Colony. And I don't really, I've done some research into where Colony originated from, and I haven't been able to nail it down, but whoever did it, my hat is off to you, because you have the same knowledge, and you're on a level with someone like Steve Quayle. They really, really understand what it is. Now, in the movie, you never see this, but supposedly the Earth was conquered by aliens, and they let humans police themselves. There's no travel. You know, it's martial law on steroids. And if you want to know what it's like living under martial law, watch Colony. It's incredible. It's high-tech martial law that's brutal and complete. And it shows you how people will capitulate with the powers that be just to get an extra loaf of bread. And that right there is worth the price of admission. But what I think, if I were to write the show Colony, and they've completed 2 years now, what I would right into it was, there's really no aliens. It was something like Project Bluebeam. And what they do in Colony, and the show centers in what they call the Los Angeles block, and they learned, the people learned who were part of a resistance against the authority, that the Los Angeles block was destined to be totally eliminated in 2 years. And what they have are basically slave labor camps. Everyone's forced to pay tribute. And the ultimate labor is extracted from the people for the benefit of the people who run the show, the whole show. And I think that what we're looking at, Paul, if I were to write this myself, I'd take aliens out of it because you never see them. They're not part of the show. I would say it's humans, bad humans, up there, you know, who are really controlling things. And this is their way of doing systematic population reduction. We know that in the show we had reference to the Dallas block was eliminated. And, Paul, I kind of see this coming because I'll link this through and get your reaction to this. If people go to America2050.org, Mike Ludwigen, he used to be the advisor to Obama when he was a community service worker before he ever entered politics, and he became a presidential advisor on an informal level. And it's his website. And he talks about the fact that Agenda 21 will become 11 mega regions, a stack and pack with 6 million people each. Do the math. 11 times 6 is 66 million. You have, what, 315 million officially in this country, probably another 30 million more. So you're talking about a 90% population reduction by 2050. Then you have Deagle.com, D-E-A-G-E-L. They're a front for the CIA. Just look at their associations. Easy conclusion to make. They're projecting America will lose 90% of its population by the year 2024. Paul, we're right on the precipice of this. I've thrown a lot at you. What's your reaction to what I've said?
Well, I really like the colony. I watched it. It's worth the price of a ticket. Thinking back when you were on, I think it was last year, you were on my buddy Randy Yarbrough's show, and you had mentioned that you had talked to a lady that's husband was in the intelligence business, and you had asked the lady, said, well, can you kind of, give us a heads up what's coming up? And she says, well, no, I really can't. It would affect my husband's position. And she stopped, and she says, but I can't tell you this. Watch the TV show Revolution.
Oh, yes.
About where the power went out. Mm-hmm. And if some people may have missed some podcasts, I went to a birthday party last year, a friend of mine's daughter's birthday, and I'm not big on parties, but I went anyway because there's a guy who wanted me to meet, and this guy was an IT tech for the U.S. Army, a contractor. And so we visited a little bit, and we kind of got off by ourselves, and the guy was livid. He was saying, all the software in the grid is Chinese. He said, a couple of keystrokes, and we're done. And the comment the lady made to you, that comment right there, the TV show Revolution. We got two satellites rolling over Kansas at 300 up. Your source and my best source both saying the same thing about, if they don't get what they want, they'll just hit you with a bioweapon. And so there's a lot of things to point to direct to the Deagle report and the other website you were talking about. I mean, it's all there. It's very easy. It's really cheap. Bioweapons are extremely cheap. A 25 kiloton bomb, in a satellite over Kansas every three times a day, or two of them three times a day, that's not really that expensive in the greater scheme of things. So, we've got, if they take Trump out, or if he's impeached, or 25th Amendment, they get enough votes, a military coup of some sort or anything, this whole country will blow up. I mean, it's blowing up now. But you drop the hammer on Trump, and you've got a lot of gun owners out there that are Trump supporters. It's not going to be pretty.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is not going to be pretty. And I was thinking of something as you were talking about Revolution, and you're right. If you want to know what it's like, let's give an all-star lineup here. If you want to know what life would really look like to some extent with an EMP attack, look at Revolution and watch the first three episodes. And I think it's on Netflix. It's on one of those movie subscription
services. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, my son has that, so I get to borrow and look, and I've seen it on there. And by the way, Revolution was canceled as a top-rated show. It was 2 weeks after they aired an episode about mind control in FEMA camps. They didn't use the word FEMA camps, but that's exactly what they were showing. And the show abruptly got canceled. I couldn't stop laughing when I said, because I knew exactly why. And then you've got Colony. If you want to know what martial law is like and systematic population reduction done by the globalists, I think they're giving us the model. Take aliens out and just substitute the controllers. And I think that's one thing that you look at, too. Another show about domestic terrorism with regard to nuclear weapons is Jericho, and it's on one of those movie subscription things, too, from Roku that my son has again. The Jericho, I didn't watch all of those episodes, but I watched enough to know that was really well done, very accurate, and there was a lot in there on prepping that was really worthwhile. The stuff that I looked at, they even showed you how to duct tape your room in such a proper way, and I thought that was really interesting. So, Paul, there's been so many shows that show us pretty accurately what's coming. I mean, I'll see one of these shows, and I'll call up a guy like Bob Griswold, and I'll say, Bob, have you seen this? And I'll tell him what I've seen, and he'll tell me, he says, yeah, it's accurate like this, this, and that. So Hollywood's actually doing a pretty good job of portraying the dangers. Are they one step away from really projecting reality? What do you think?
I think they absolutely are. I mean, if you look at what happened, with Brexit, the revolution that happened with the Trump campaign and him getting elected, and all the movements around Western Europe, pro and con. I mean, there's both sides, the evil side and the good sides everywhere. But the Western world, the people have kind of woken up. Rush Limbaugh has been using the term globalism and the globalists. 20 years ago, you'd been thrown off his show. Or for a myriad of reasons, there's no Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, you're just a nut job, He had his coup meter back in those days. And I don't listen to him that much. I just happened to have to run an errand the other day and turned it on, and he was talking about the evil globalists and globalism and how Trump's against it and all that. And so with people like that talking about it, it's out in the open. I mean, Nigel Farage from England has done speaking engagements, all over Europe and been here in the United States and talking about it. So it's out there. The people that are paying attention know it's out there. The political paradigm of what we've had over the last 600 years is dissolving, and they're not going to put up with that. The Trump presidency was a complete and utter shock to them. I mean, they couldn't even steal it with all the things they did with the Clintonistas and trucking in voters and busting in voters and all this stuff that everybody knows what went on the campaign, and that failed. So, I think with the fact of, our discussion last night, the background of our sources and what they've been telling us for the last 3, 4, 5 years, the last one, that we got from the East Coast was real short. It was three letters, EMP, three countries, China, Russia, North Korea, welcome to 1851. So people that live in his world, they're very, 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 really concerned over that particular subject. And that's, that's the reason, I start thinking about these satellites rolling over Kansas. So if he's concerned about it, I'm concerned about it, and I know other people should be concerned about it too, because it's such an easy fix. I was talking to my favorite retired colonel. He was in Force Recon Marines. Ollie North was his first platoon commander, by the way, and. I was telling him, I said, Colonel, I don't think they're afraid of our guns. He goes, why not? I said, well, number one, they can't fight this many gun owners. They certainly can't come get them. They don't have enough body bags for that either. And I said, but they can do one thing. They can lay us down, and they can do that two ways. They can hit us with a real kick-ass bioweapon, or they can just turn the power off. I mean, if you look at the tremendous problems that we have in this country with health, and diabetes is rampant, and that I've talked about ad infinitum, you want a zombie apocalypse, let those pharmacies emptied out and all those SSRIs, people don't have any problem with them. And somebody that may have not heard the podcast, I was talking to one of my favorite, he's a true patriot, he's a sheriff deputy, and about 6 months ago, and I said, hey, what's on your guys' radar? And he goes, what are we going to do with all these people around here that are on SSRIs? It's just rampant around here. And I, you know, I told him, I said, hey, bud, I really don't want to say this, but there's nothing you can't. I said, the only thing you can do is shoot them. You can't lock them up. You can't pin them up. What are you going to do when you get them pinned up? They're going to be killing each other. So, and you've got a third of this country. At least a third of this country on SSRIs. I mean, my good friend Mike Minolti, God rest his soul, that did all the Waco documentaries, and he was telling me a few months before he passed away that he's a Mormon, and half of his church was on SSRIs. And these are Mormons, half of them. So there's your zombie apocalypse. So, I mean, And another thing that we did on a podcast is I've got a new friend that's a trucker, former military, planned on making a career out of it, only stayed in 11 years when Obama got elected. He knew which way this was going. But he's in the trucking business. And he's been reporting to me of they've been having glitches, you know, all the bank glitches we've had and EBT card glitches and the glitches all over the banking in Europe and everything. Well, they've been having glitches in the fuel cards for these truckers. That the whole system is just down. It's not nationwide, but it's spotty. And, you know, I think they're twisting the wires on that. And another thing, we're talking about Trump and this debacle of trying to remove him from office in any way possible. And then you broke into the Oroville Dam problem. And we talked about this on a podcast, and I didn't know this until I talked to him, and he said, basically, California runs the trucking industry. If that dam goes, which we think it probably will, he said, at bare minimum, 25% of the trucking in this country will stop immediately.
That's interesting you'd say that, because that's exactly what Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio, who lives not too far from the Oroville Dam, that's what he says. He said, that dam goes. He said, famine, because second largest rice producer in the world, and you got the largest winter vegetable fruit crop there, famine, and then, you know, all the dead bodies, you can't farm that land for 5 years. Yeah, that's exactly what Paul says.
Well, and that's a real possibility short term.
Yeah.
That's a real possibility. And, I've been begging people for, 5 years, get you, because we know, I mean, we had, especially after the collapse in 2008, we had no idea about QE1, 2, 3, 4, 5, QE twist, QE ad infinitum. We didn't have any idea about that. But we knew that the jig was up. We had no idea that they could carry this bankrupt Western banking empire this far. But they have. But they're not going to be able to do it too much longer. So there's a series of events that are, it appears to me, they're kind of coalescing into a point in history here not too long. David Stockman, it's up at revolutionradio.org, great interview with Greg Hunter at GSA Watchdog, and it's his opinion that the wheels are probably going to come off this about August or September. And he's way up further the food chain than I am. So, I mean, if we look at all these things with Trump, we've got North Korea, with China, we're surrounded Russia with missiles, all this stuff. And I've said it before, and it's a good analogy because, you know, the general populace has about a 30-second sound bite. But it's like you've got a big ship out at sea, and, you know, you got 15, 20-foot swells, and there's hand grenades rolling all over the bow of this thing, and the hand grenades are, the pins are three-quarters of the way out. All it takes is one pin to come out of one hand grenade, and the whole thing blows up. And that's, I mean, in so many areas, it's a three-hour radio show. That's where we're at. We're out at sea, them hand grenades are rolling everywhere, and as soon as that one pin flies and that handle flies off, it's game on.
Paul, you have
a
source.
And that's where we are right now. And with your last guest, and I firmly believe this, with this deal with North Korea, is, you know, it's like how they get the elephant on the stage in Vegas. Well, you were looking at the blonde with the great legs, and poof, here comes the elephant. And they're saying, look over here, look over here, look over here. No, don't look over here. So, and I think there's probably things that are way more frightening that we don't even know about.
Yeah, maybe colony. I lost my train of thought here, Paul.
Well, I mean, all these things to take us down are so easy. Pull the plug on the market, bank holiday, and I've got a couple of people that have relatives in the banking system that they've had memorandums on bank holidays. Gerald Salente last year broke the story on bug-in bags at the largest banks in the country. So, and this is typical military stuff. You pre-position, then you launch. And looking back at all the movement, we've seen all the videos of UNs. We got UN trucks rolling through Denver. We've got Russian helos out here. Matter of fact, I sent you a text the other day, a buddy of mine. It was on I-25 between Loveland and Fort Collins, by the Loveland Airport. And they were doing street routes. They were flying street routes with this Russian helo. So it's all just rather mind-boggling, Dave, but the situation is grave. There's no doubt that the New World Order wants Trump out. So, as I was telling my coworkers last night after I hung up with you, I've kind of given them a quick briefing as I could, and I said, from right now, it's go time, because these people are not going to give up. And I said, there's a multitude of things that they can do to start a whole civil war. And you and I were talking about that last night. There's nothing better than they love to have than just a bloody knockdown, drag out civil war. And we're about, we're not at civil war 5.0, but we're at civil war about 1.5.
You said something to me one time.
Bob movements and all this other stuff. So it's the sparks of that have already been ignited.
Paul, your best source, very well placed, and that's all I'll say. Highly placed, very accurate. Said something to you once that you related to me, and I've never been able to shake it. He said, when this begins, this being the civil discord, the unraveling of society, when this begins, where you're at is where you're going to stay. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah. He said that, multiple times in different ways. But he said, when this shoe drops, wherever you are is where you're going to stay. You know, it was three or four calls in the past, and he's been saying for the last couple of years, do not go anywhere without a really, really, really good bug out bag and good shoes to hike in, and if you got to walk back home. And it was about three or four calls back, he said, if you get any further than about a click from the house, make sure you got your stuff with you. So they're already preparing to shut this thing down.
They did a drill in Minneapolis, and I don't recall the time frame, 3, 4, 5 years. And I did some research on how fast a city could get shut down. Because, the plan is, when we go into the riots happen, the food riots, whatever the riots are based on, the government's not going to interfere. They're not going to be any peacekeepers coming into neighborhoods and stopping what's going on. They're going to cordon off the cities. They're going to cordon off the routes. They're going to shut down county to county, city to city transportation. And you're absolutely right that I agree with your source. Where you're at is where you're going to stay. So what do you think should be in that bug-out bag that you keep in the trunk of your car?
You know, I keep enough stuff to stay, you know, stay cold, to stay warm. I can eat well for 4 days food, 4 days water. I've got fishing equipment in there, cooking stoves, water packets, water purification, you know, parkas for rain. I mean, you can build a really nice bug out bag. And there's, you can just look out bug out bags on YouTube, and there'll be tons of videos teaching you, people teaching you how to put that. A good friend of mine, probably one of the best survival instructors in the country, Kenny Lewis, has got a website called YouCanSurvive.com, and he's got a whole list of things to put in a bug out bag. And you may have to change it for your area, but the core ingredients in a bug out bag. But and especially take ladies, if you're going to work, have you some hiking boots or something that you can walk in. And because right now, and for quite a while, I haven't gotten any further from home than I can walk. I'm 62, but I can still cover 50 miles. It may take me a while, but I'll get her done. But go back to a couple years ago, John Moore sent me a snail mail. And one of his sources at Special Operations Command said the plan is militarily just a siege mentality, just nobody in, nobody out of the cities, 6 months. And my retired officer that's a contractor, and these guys don't know each other, said exactly the same thing. They're just going to ring the cities off, nobody in, nobody out. There's enough guns and ammo in those places. People, they'll just take care of you. They're not going to send their troops into a meat grinder. They're just going to contain it. And after, and both guys said 6 months, and go in and mop up. And I'd do the same thing. I wouldn't send my Marines in there if I knew there were 2,500 guns in a major city. Nah, I'll just cut their power off. Nobody in, cut the highways off, blow some bridges, let them have it. Send in some helos 6 months later, go in and mop up.
Well, I'm assuming that your packet of survival would include weapons. What would you recommend for people? Not that you do this well, of course, but what your friends have told you should do, wink, wink.
We stay armed. I mean, we run Glock 17s. One of the things up here that between the Colorado border and the New Mexico border is the highest concentration of former special ops and black ops troops in the whole country. And they all run the same radios. They all run the same weapons, and I run the same weapons and the same radios that they do. And communications is going to be vital for your mental condition. I was doing a show with John Moore a couple years ago, and he asked me, he said, "Paul, you know what the scariest thing I experienced in Vietnam?" And I go, "Lime green tracers coming the wrong direction." He goes, no communications. So there's ham clubs in every area. You can get a nice, we run Yaesu handheld ham radios with antenna mounts that fit on the car. And, go to your local ham club meetings. Those guys can dial you in real quick. You don't even have to get a ham license if you don't want to. It's a good listening tool. If the stuff hits the rotary device, there's not going to be any government out there to bother you anyway. You can talk freely on your ham set. It's a good, they make some nice, very inexpensive, home units that you can put on your desk and antennas. You can make an antenna for $30 if you don't want to buy one. But there's ham repeaters. I've got a list of every ham repeater tower from Denver to the Wyoming border. So communications are a must, and carrier, and another thing we were talking about last night, we talked about on podcast, is my East Coast says they are going to shut the phones off. They have the plans there just to shut the whole thing down. And if we look at what's going on with Trump, if they have a military coup, if they assassinate him, if they throw him out of office with the 25th Amendment, whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's going to go nuts. And what do you have to do to be tactical? You have to be able to communicate with your troops, don't you? Well, they'll shut those phones down, they'll shut the internet down, and that'll take down the bulk of normal human being interaction technologically. But those ham guys are great guys. I mean, those guys talk around the world. And you can certainly talk regionally. If you get with a ham club, one of the guys, big guys out in the ham club out here, he's got an old, not too old, but a fairly old U.S. Army command center, and that thing's full of hams and towers and generators. I mean, the guy can talk to Antarctica if he wants to. So it would be well advised for you to locate your local ham club and have them advise you on what equipment you might want to get and stuff like that. And I'd do it pretty quick. And those guys love to teach. They absolutely love to teach about ham. I mean, these guys are ham radio freaks, so they're very open and will help you a great deal. So and it's good to have those if you're you know, like if you're traveling from my area, from Fort Collins to Denver for work, boom. Cell phones go out, bam, you got your handheld ham radio there. You put your magnetic mount on the back or the front of your car, and you can talk to your wife and kids. So communications is truly, truly, truly valuable. And have one and more multiple routes to get home. Know the back ways to get to your house, or as close to your house as you can get. And because they've been, I mean, like here in northern Colorado, they've got those big, heavy set, four-strand, very heavy cables cutting off, excuse me, where you can't just drive through the ditch and go the other way on I-25 up here. I know some guys that are carrying plasma cutters, so I'll just cut through them, but most people aren't going to carry around a $175 plasma cutter. But, yeah, you've got to think, what do I need? You've got to get home. You've got to have communications. You've got to be able to protect yourself. I like 45s. I mean, I'm a Marine. We carried 45s. But I really like the Glocks, especially at my age. They're very light. They're quick to get up on target. They're so simple to take apart. I mean, a four-year-old can do it. So I'm a big Glock fan at 62 years old. So, and get some, get some gun training. Go shoot. You know, it's if you don't use it, you lose it. My 19-year-old, she's dead on target at 200 with iron sights with her AR-15, and so you know, learn to shoot in the worst possible scenarios. Without, I mean, I've got the fancy, you know, optics and stuff like that, but they could fail, so you've got to know how to shoot with iron sights. So there's a lot of things that you need, but you need to be able to defend yourself. You've got to have communications, got to have something to eat, got to have water to drink. You need to stay warm. You need, oh my God, I got to walk 15 miles home. You know, have the footwear to do that. It doesn't take up hardly any room at all.
What kind of food do you carry with you?
New manna.
Man, after my own heart. Best on the run, the grab and go bucket's incredible.
I've got them.
Best adventures, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a grab and go bucket doesn't take up hardly any room, you know. And if you've got a good water purifier, there's water purifiers out the wazoo out there. You stick them in your pocket. And they've got some unbelievably great little small cook stoves that are run on basically nothing that you can cook on, so you can have something to eat. You do not have to spend a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of money. Go to youcansurvive.com and the Kenny Lewis site and check out his bug bag. He tells you how to be, uh, he build, there's lots of different ways to build fires. He's the only white guy I know that thinks like an Indian. So he's great survival teacher. But, you know, and don't just think about this stuff. Write it down. Legal pad, what do I need? Food, water, communications. What happens if I can't get home? What are my back roads to get home? And all those things just go through your mind for your general location, and especially people that have to commute and stuff. I have to get back home because I, and the key core of what we've talked about tonight is the fact of what's going on with President Trump, and that's going to be a game changer. I mean, the country didn't break up when Jack Kennedy got shot. When Trump gets thrown out or whatever happens to him with his presidency, something will definitely happen. You can have a trucker strike.
But Paul, before you leave that point, when John Kennedy was shot, the government didn't think anything was going to happen, but they left nothing to chance. They cut off the phones. Remember that? They cut the phones off for an hour, and they had the SAC bombers in the sky.
Yep.
They weren't messing around. I mean, they were full-blown on alert for an hour. And they weren't thinking Russians either. They were thinking internal discord, civil disobedience.
Yeah, well, I remember the day very clearly. But, think your way through this process. Don't feel your way through the process. Write things down so you'll remember it. And lay yourself out a plan. I mean, you don't have to do everything in 24 hours, but say, you know, I'm going to get this done this week. And get it. If you don't know how to use a firearm, there's firearm instructors out there love to teach people how to shoot. They're like ham operators. But they love
to
teach.
They absolutely do. Well, Paul, this has been very instructive. I want to thank you for coming on and talking about, well, at least connecting the dots here with some of these geopolitical events, but also tying in a little bit about, you know, hey, give some thought to what you're going to do if this does go down. So, Paul, website, revolutionradio.org, one of the best news aggregate sites out there. Paul Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave, for having me on. God bless everybody, and take care of yourselves.
Exactly. Paul Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we had quite the lineup tonight, and you saw the theme was consistent because I believe we've taken a right angle turn and we're right at the precipice, and maybe it's not tomorrow. Maybe things would be forestalled and God can move and do whatever he wants to do and create miracles, and maybe we'll have a spiritual revival, and maybe Santa Claus will show up at my door. Bottom line is, get prepared. That's the biggest message I can give, and not just get prepared in terms of what you heard with supply requisition and, you know, outfitting yourself, but how about moral, spiritual, emotional? Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready physically as well too. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show, and I just wanted to let you know that we do have some really high powered guests coming on in these high powered times. Robert David Gates, we rescheduled for 2 weeks. We're working on, again, Jim Wesley Rawls to get him back on. We're trying to iron out the details. We're bringing also on, well, just a number of people, just too many for me to cover. You know, the Hagmans will be back next week. We'll be doing our typical news hour. So there's a lot that's going to be going on here in the show. I'd ask you to visit our YouTube, help us out. And we want to thank you so much for joining us. And on that note, go out and have a great week. Enjoy the life that God has given you. Enjoy the little things. And we'll see you back here again next week. God bless everybody.